All right, guys, it's also Parshas Pinchas, and I wanted to give a Zohar Torah about Pinchas. It's something that you probably, most of you have already heard, but it bears repeating and chazring over the idea because it's so important. And a lot of times we get down on ourselves because we don't learn as much as we could, or we're in a different situation and we can't learn so much. And maybe we think we can't learn at all, or if we can learn for 5 minutes a day, whatever, it's nothing, so what's the point? And for a lot of us now, it's Ben Hazmanim, we're in the middle of summer. So I just wanted to give over an idea, which I've said many times, is related to the Parsha. Parsha's Pinchas, we talk about the Talmud, and it says in the Gemara, it says in the Chazal, that the Gemara is talking about different psukim, different Parshas in the Torah, which are the most important. I guess different variations. Asalarecha Kamoch is one of them, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha is another. And then one of the answers the Gemara gives is, or I don't remember if it's the Gemara or Midrash, one of the answers the Chazal give is the Pasuk in our Parsha about bringing the Korban Tamid. Every day you bring the Korban Tamid, one in the morning, one in the evening. That's the fundamental, most important Pasuk in the Torah. And it's, you know, at first glance, it's very shocking. Why should that be the most important mitzvah in the Torah? That's Bechlal, not even, you know, most of us, if we would have been asked to list the top 50 mitzvahs in the Torah, we probably wouldn't even mention, you probably wouldn't have gotten on the list. Why is that the most important mitzvah? So we've spoken about this many times. And again, most of you have probably heard of this already, but I think it's important to go over it. And that's the idea of consistency. The idea of consistency is one of the most important ideas. One of the most important ideas that we can have. The Parsha's Talmud means consistency. Every day is we do this thing. Doesn't matter what happens, rain or shine, Yontif, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, doesn't make a difference what it is. We are always going to bring this korban. And Rav Katz always points out, it's not the biggest korban, it's a small korban. It's the cheapest of all the korbans that we have. It's a lamb, a little lamb. Cheapest of all the korbans. But it's the most important because it's day in and day out. And it's not all day. It's also not all day. What is it? It's once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And Rav Katz always tells us the story about when he was getting married. So one of the Rosh Hashivas at the time, I think he said it was Rav Chizkel Sarna, but I don't remember because many times he says the story without telling us who it is. And he only said it once. And I don't remember what he said that time, but I think it was Rav Chizkel Sarna. It was Rosh Hashiva of Hebron at the time. He said that Rav Katz is a masmid. Rav Katz is a masmid. Why? Not because he learns all day. He was talking about Rav Katz at his wedding. Not because he learns all day, but because he learns when he's supposed to learn, and he sleeps when he's supposed to sleep, and he eats when he's supposed to eat. And that's what a masmid is. A masmid is somebody who learns consistently. Tamid, masmid, matmid, tamid. He's tamid. He learns consistently. But it doesn't have to be all day. And some of us, depending on our situation, some of us will be able to learn all day. Some of us are working. We can only learn on our way to work. You know, we try to grab whatever it is that we can do. Some of us will be working in a camp and we'll have more free time. Whatever it is, each person's his own. Each person's his own thing that he's able to do. But we have to recognize, we have to realize, as long as we are consistent, then we are building. We are growing. We are increasing our Torah knowledge. We're increasing our God awareness. We are increasing our love of Torah. It's about being consistent. Okay, it's the most important thing is to be consistent. Like Rav Shai Gershon, Alav Hashalom, used to say, Shas looks like a big book. But you know what? As long as you start it, as long as you don't stop, you'll finish it. Think about that. As long as you don't stop, you will finish. Doesn't matter how much you do a day. Doesn't matter how much you do a day. As long as you don't stop, as long as you are consistent, as long as you are every day putting in whatever amount that you can put in, then you will finish. And, okay, I'm not even talking about finishing Shas. I'm just talking about a person staying connected to Torah, staying connected to his Yiddishkeit, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, again, it doesn't matter however much you can do. Every person has to sit with himself and be honest with himself. But Bezrat Hashem, we're all davening with a minyan 3 times a day. We're all want to learn Torah as much as we can. You're learning, you're in shul anyway. You're learning in shul anyway. Can I take and be honest with yourself? Can I sit for an extra 5 minutes when davening is over, instead of running out and trying to, drive as quick as I can to work? Can I take 5 minutes? 5 minutes. Can I take 5 minutes and sit down and learn a Mishnah? Learn Allah. Can I take in my afternoon break when I'm eating lunch? Can I take a minute and learn a minute of Torah? Ma'ariv, when I go to Ma'ariv and Shul, I'm back at home. I know I want to relax. And yes, of course you need to relax. You went to work, you had a hard day. We all know, definitely, you need to relax. Chill out, it's good, all good. But can I take 5 minutes? Can I take those 5 minutes? I'm going to go to Ma'ariv. Can I take the 5 minutes to go to Ma'ariv also is a question. Okay, but let's say I'm taking the minutes to go to Ma'ariv. Can I just sit in the shul an extra 5 minutes? Instead of rushing, at the second that Aleinu is done, or before Aleinu even, the second that Aleinu is done, I rush out of the shul, or can I take 5 minutes, sit down, open a sefer? And it doesn't have to be anything so crazy. It doesn't have to be Mishnayos. Mishnayos, Halacha, it doesn't have to be that. It could be a guttle book. A sefer about Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chazon Ish's biography. These books are inspiring. It doesn't have to be dafka, something heavy. It could be something light. But it's a moment that I take and I dedicate myself to Hashem. It's a moment that I spend extra in Beis Hashem, in Hashem's house. I'm not running away from Beis Hashem. This is something which the Tamid, the Korban Tamid, is what represents this to us. In the Tiv Aryeh, we're very into Mishmers. We do all-night learnings several times during the year. And that's to serve a purpose. It does serve a purpose. And night said it goes late. Every Thursday night it goes even later. We do this, and that's important. And there's a purpose for that. The purpose for that is to show us that when we're working, we have the ability to learn night seder. We know we should remember. We should remember from when we were in yeshiva, when we're working, when we're in college. We have to remember that when we were in yeshiva, we pushed ourselves way beyond the limits that we thought we had. We were able to push ourselves and learn Torah until 11, 12 o'clock at night, every single night. After a long day. Okay, yeshiva is not an easy life. It's a long day. It's a long day of working hard and struggling. And at the end of that, we struggled even more. We put in an extra 3 hours of night seder, an extra 4 hours. Thursday night's 5 hours. Some days, all night. Okay? It's to show us that we have it in ourselves. We have powers inside of ourselves that we never knew we had. So that when we get home from a long day of work and our first inclination is just bum on the couch and not do anything, which again, it's fine. We need to do that also. But remember, you have those kochos inside of you. You have the power inside of you to learn. And again, so I was saying, Nativ is very into these long nights, long nights and all night learnings. But that's not really growth. Again, it serves a purpose, and I just explained what the purpose is, but that's not really where the person gets growth. You have those people that spend the whole night learning, and they don't talk, and they took a tiny dibur, and they don't do anything except for learning the whole night. But Lamaisa, did they grow that year? Some of them, yes, some of them not. How could it be? They spent all night learning? Because all night learning is not it. That's not going to help you. One all night learning is not going to replace every day being consistent, showing up, and learning every day. It's the one-off time things that, again, can serve a purpose and are important, but they are not going to build the relationship in the same way. And it's the same thing in other things as well. I'll just give an example for marriage. Marriage is the same thing. A husband and wife, it's not the vacations that you take once a year or twice a year or three times a year, whatever, according to your economic bracket. It's not the vacation, romantic vacation getaways that are building the relationship. Those are nice. Those are cherries on the top. Those are like the ice cream. It's the day in, day out, nitty gritty, taking care of the kids, taking out the garbage, washing the dishes, doing the laundry, making your bed, taking care of your wife, sitting down with her, giving her the emotional support she needs. These are the things that make the relationship. Again, vacation, the romantic getaway, beautiful. Icing on the cake, those are nice things. Those are good. No one's against it. But that won't build a relationship. If there's no relationship all year long and then you go on a vacation, that's not going to help. Maybe it'll help. It'll spark something that you'll be able to start working on the relationship, but it's not going to make the relationship. The relationship is made by the day in, day out. It's the consistency. It's the hatmada, the tamid, the korban tamid. Bezrat Hashem will be zoche to live our lives with tmidius, with being masmidim, and learning at least a little bit each day, and getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slowly but surely, more and more every day. Shkoyach, have a great Shabbos, everybody. I hope everybody had a great fast, meaningful fast, and Kol Tov.